The Paradox of Invisible Disabilities. Summary: You don't look disabled. In this post, I expose the painful truth behind that phrase and the double bind of living with an invisible disability. Full article: The Paradox of Invisible Disabilities is a cruel and exhausting loop. Society tells me to mask my autism, to blend in, to not make others uncomfortable, and to play the game that is intrinsically antithetical to everything I stand for. I'm rewarded when I suppress my traits, when I wear the cloak of normalcy, when I pretend that sensory overload doesn't feel like my brain's on fire and electric currents through my skin. I'm told I'm high-functioning, inspiring, not like the others, as if that's a compliment. As if my ability to suffer silently makes me more valuable. And let's be clear, it does make me more valuable in the eyes of society, because society isn't ready for my autism. It isn't ready for the rare vulnerability, the intense meltdowns, or the complete authenticity. But the moment I need support, the mask backfires. Suddenly, I'm met with skepticism. You don't look disabled. You seem fine to me. Are you sure you need that? Well, you must be doing well, I mean. Look how far you've come. Because my challenges are largely invisible, I've been denied professional support time and time again. People fixate on what I can do, often using infantilizing or condescending language, while dismissing what I can't. When I speak up about my limits, I'm told not to be so negative, as if naming my pain makes me the problem. But no one tells someone with a broken leg that their pain is just pessimism. The irony is, many of these dismissive voices come from professionals working in the disability space, people who should know better. This contradiction traps me in an impossible space. If I show my struggle, I am ostracized by society. I'm suddenly too much, unprofessional, or unstable. When seeking professional support and describing the difficulties of my existence, I'm faking, overreacting, being too sensitive, catastrophizing, or not disabled enough. Either way, I lose. It's a brutal catch-22. To access support, I must lay bare my pain, but to be socially accepted, I must bury it. I am asked to be invisible and visible at the same time. To disappear, yet somehow prove I exist. It's a psychological tax invisible to most, but all-consuming to those who live it. The world sees my accomplishments but not the meltdown that came after. It hears my voice on stage but not the spiral that came before. And when I collapse under the weight of it all, I'm asked, "What happened? You were doing so well." Life never gets easier. Fortunately, psychology is keeping up, uncovering new ways to maintain mental and physical health and positivity and confidence through manageable daily habits like these. How many are you ready to try? Self-tests are all about you. Are you outgoing or introverted? Are you a narcissist? Does perfectionism hold you back? Find out the answers to these questions and more with Psychology Today.